Today we're visiting with Lindsay Chapman Nesseth, and appreciate you making the call here and setting up the time.
Yes, thank you, Kempson.
From Des Moines Valley Health, of course, and health strategist, health nurse over there. And specifically, one of the things that I want to touch on is the Opioid Settlement Advisory Council, the RFE application, which I think we've mentioned before in a previous conversation that we had. But what is the latest on that? Because it's an important time when it comes to this development.
Yes, great. So we now have the application open, a request for proposal application to support projects that are focused on substance use prevention, treatment, recovery, or harm reduction. And so we are looking for people to apply, whether you're a public or private group or nonprofit or business, you're encouraged to apply for grants up to $24,000 per project.
What kind of projects can be applied for?
Sure. So projects that would expand substance use treatment or recovery services, any prevention projects that that people may have in the works. And so, you know, whether it's a school that wants to develop a new substance use curriculum or some type of a campaign or other prevention efforts that might happen in the community, continuing education or speakers might be another project that somebody might be working on.
And a little big picture refresher for everybody as far as the settlement itself, what were some of the details on that, the most important things to remind people of that?
Sure. So the opioid settlement is a multi-state settlement agreement with pharmaceutical distributors and opioid manufacturers. And so what that is bringing into our communities is a little bit over like $1.1 million between Jackson and Cottonwood counties over the next about 18 years. And so these funds are all designated directly for substance use prevention and reducing harm and providing recovery services for those people that have been impacted by opioid use and other co-occurring substance use disorders.
And just once again, to make sure people are aware of the kind of timeline on the application and such here in the near future.
Yeah, so people can find the application on the Des Moines Valley Health and Human Services website. And so they would just go to www.dvhhs.org/opioid. And that all of the details on the applications can be found there. The applications are open now through October 31st for this first round of funding. And we do plan to, you know, open that application up again in the spring of 2026. And so if people are just learning of this opportunity and really don't have a project in mind quite yet or have everything organized in order to fill out an application right now, there will be more opportunities in the future. And so I just encourage anybody who works within that field of substance use or is interested in working on a project to take a look at what those parameters are and, to think about being a part of the solution to this problem.
Well, we appreciate you sharing all that information, and hopefully people, if they need it or want it, can track down that can track all that down and participate if they want to. And there were hundreds that participated just this past weekend, as we look back from kind of early October at this point, on that 27th of September, Jackson's Out of the Darkness walk seemed to be pretty successful.
Yeah, it was. It was really great. So Des Moines Valley Health and Human Services Public Health helped to organize the effort, but really the whole community came together to support individuals that have been impacted by suicide. Maybe they came in remembrance of somebody that they've lost as well. But we had about 300 people attending. We raised over $23,000, and it was really just this powerful community events where people came together to support one another.
And there is another suicide-related event coming up that is about supporting people who might struggle with things related to that. And so that's coming up in November, you were saying, as well.
Yeah, on November 22nd, we'll be hosting, well, Jeanette Simon will be organizing the second annual Suicide Loss Survivor Day. And so this is for people that have been impacted by suicide loss. It's a day of remembrance and support. And so we had the first one last year up at Lacan Celebration of Life, and it was just really an impactful day, and so we're offering it again, and so people can just watch for more information that we'll be putting out here shortly.
And when it came to the Out of the Darkness walk with the suicide prevention and the show of support of that event, it was a powerful moment. A lot of different partners and community members especially coming together, and some of the stories that were shared were very impactful. All of the stories were extremely impactful. And, you know, to be there myself was it felt like a privilege, and it hopefully had a positive impact like it was intended, and I think it did.
Yeah, I think so too. Even though it's a very heavy and devastating topic, it really was a day of, you know, it really did feel like a positive event where people were coming together, and it really showed what our small community can do for one another.
Always fun to be reminded, or always a good thing to be reminded of that as well, for sure. And so appreciate you talking about that and the RFP stuff as well. Any other thoughts that you want to share, or resources that people should look to for information on anything that we've covered today?
You know, just take a little look over at our Des Moines Valley website. Otherwise, our Facebook page is where we keep a lot of our, we update on the newest developments. So whether it's new projects or events that are coming up, if you go to that Des Moines Valley Health and Human Services Facebook page, we also have the information for that opioid settlement application.
And yeah, different things like awareness. There's weeks and days of awareness of certain things to be aware of and stuff like that, that I know that you guys have been sharing over there as well. And we appreciate all the work that you all do. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. You too. Thanks for helping us get the word out on things.
Appreciate the time from Lindsay Chapman Nesseth today. Thank you out there for listening as well.